The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host and first guest today is Kim Kamen, and Kim is the director, executive director of the BTDC, which is Business, Tourism, and Development Corporation for the town of North Hempstead. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
And it's a beautiful day out. We're starting a little bit late, which is fine. And let's get right into the gist of the matter.
The nitty gritty
of what we're going to be talking about this morning.
Absolutely. So how are you, John?
Good. Loving this. This is a lot of fun. And, I, you know, the thing is, which I think even the listeners have to accept, you learn so much by being on the show.
Yeah.
The interviewing of people, like, you're going to bring stuff to our attention, and every week somebody brings something, you know, Christina and I call it golden nuggets. Somebody was on once and said golden nugget. And it's every week you learn something.
Well, I have some golden nuggets to share.
And let's start sharing them.
Okay. So this actually, I don't know if this might be my fifth show.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It was my first with you. So
it is our
I'm
first.
I'm on it.
So I don't know if your listeners know, but I actually used to work for the town about 14 years ago for Supervisor Mae Neuberger.
Okay.
I was her Director of Legislative Affairs back then. I'm also the wife of the previous supervisor to who we have now, John Kamen's wife. And
okay.
When he took office, I graciously stepped away.
Difference of opinion? No.
I decided I wasn't going to report to him. And then our
Since he reports to you at home?
Well, you said that, not me. But then our current supervisor, Judy Bosworth, invited me back to join her team, and I was really very honored and pleased. And so upon my return to working for the town, she asked me to head up the Business and Tourism Development Corporation, which has been an extraordinary experience for me over this past year and a half. And so it's been wonderful, and I'm happy to share with you and your listeners some of the things that we are currently working on. And that's my little golden nugget.
Terrific. Well, what actually, and I know there are so many things you're working on. It's just share some of them, because I mean, the stuff that's going on now in the town, it's explosive.
It is. You know, so one of the things that has been a major focus and personal interest of mine is to encourage the TV and film industry to continue bringing their business here into the town of North Hempstead. What a lot of people don't realize is that it not only benefits the town in terms of the revenue that we're able to bring in through the permitting process through the town clerk's office, town clerk Wayne Wink, but also because of the business that it brings. When you have an influx for a few days here and there of an additional 100 to 150 people, cast, crew, extras, they're bringing their business directly into that community that they're working in. And North Hempstead is particularly situated in an incredible way. We're within what's considered the 30-mile zone of New York City. So for all intents and purposes, we are the perfect location for the TV and film industry. We've got beautiful waterfronts. We have everything from mansions to very quaint and colonial type of homes. And they seem to really love us, and in turn, we love having them.
It's amazing, you know, you say we have everything, and it's so true if you think about it.
Yes.
From the water, and you have such plush reserves floating around where people, like a forest type thing.
Yes.
Houses of, you know, 50,000 square foot to little cottages.
Right, and we have not only returned television shows. I know that, you know, off air I was telling you about Royal Pains, which loves to come and shoot in North Hempstead. We also have The Blacklist and just a slew of other television shows that are considered, you know, that are regulars. But we also have major motion pictures that also film within the town.
Okay.
Some that I'm not at liberty to discuss right now.
Okay, no, that's fine.
But,
no, I understand
but nevertheless, it's been a fantastic year and a half, and I hope to continue this.
Well, we were talking, actually, Christina and I, a couple of months back, with the increase in registration fees, if that's what they're called.
Right, you know, and it's one of the reasons why I had mentioned, as wonderful as it's been, last year in 2014, North Hempstead more than doubled its revenue through permitting fees. And that's due in part because of Supervisor Bosworth and, you know, Town Clerk Wayne Wink and their leadership. But in addition to that, Governor Cuomo also has a tax incentive for the film industry, which has made, you know, really North Hempstead Hollywood East. It's been great. Yeah. So in addition to the tax breaks that production companies receive for their productions that are being conducted in New York State, pre-production, post-production, and the actual filming, it's just really made all of New York a desirable place.
Wow. Actually, a question I did have, and you're the perfect person to ask it.
I hope I can answer it.
No. I know business increases when they come in. And I said,
yes.
Christina and I were talking like the delis and restaurants, because all of a sudden it's like, where do I eat? Do the bigger stores get business too? I mean, I think everybody in a neighborhood should love when a film crew comes in. It's only a couple of days, but it does. There's a great infusion of money.
There is. And I can tell you, you know, everything from your typical, you know, bagel store or deli. You know, a lot of people are under the impression that the cast and crew come in and they do have their own craft services, which provides them with food. But similar to, I would say, hospital or cafeteria food, you know, they come. There comes a point where they also want to have a taste for the local wares of the community that they're filming in. So for them, it's nothing to order 80 bagels, you know, as an extra, you know, gracious thing for them to do, or to order in deli for lunch. In addition to that, I can tell you that I was personally on set several months ago with one of their production assistants, and we had to drive to a different location, and he said, you know, Kim, just hop in my car. When I hopped in his car, he had bags of laundry. I honestly thought I was in the car with my 19-year-old. I said, what is this? And he said, you know what? I practically live out of my car. So whenever I go someplace, I bring my laundry with me. I drop it off at the local laundromat. And, wow. And, you know, so you don't think of these things, but he's not the only one. They usually have about, you know, 6 to 10 production assistants, you know, who are all hungry and looking to get their laundry done. And it's really remarkable how much hardware stores, another huge thing, local, you know, hardware stores, you just, whether it's supplies that the set crew needs, they also get frequented a lot when we have the TV and film production companies come in.
One other question for seniors, because this show goes out to seniors.
Yes.
Can residents get involved in any way other than just looking at a show going on?
Oh, good Lord. Yes. That I'm so glad you actually asked me, because seniors, believe it or not, make up a tremendous part of what the film industry casts as extras.
Okay.
And it's just a lovely thing. And, you know, there are a lot of people that actually make their living out of being extras. But
really?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, they're not very comfortable with speaking, but they love to be able to sit, you know, with their family and pick themselves out, you know, of a crowd or, you know, restaurant scene. You know, I'm not really quite sure it's appropriate for me to promote certain online sites, but there are non-union online websites that I'm happy to run by, you know, Project Independence folks over there. But they're always looking for seniors to register with them. And whenever a production comes into town, they'll get notified. And the senior can then just submit, you know, their information and say, you know, I'd love to be part of your set.
Wow.
Absolutely. And it's great. And it's great.
And
you
get paid.
You get paid. I'm hesitant to.
Yeah, that's fine. No.
But like ballpark figure could be anywhere from $50 to $150 a day. It doesn't sound like it's a lot, but it certainly.
But on a day like today,
and they
if you're a senior, you want to go out.
And they feed you. It's great.
Wow. No, I think it's a tremendous idea.
So I would highly encourage, and I'd be more than happy to share that information with the folks over at Project Independence. And hopefully if any seniors are aspiring actors or just want to find themselves, you know, on a local television show, you know, this is certainly one way.
So if you're looking at a TV show and you have like 20 people, you know, somebody's running down the street and there's 20, 30, 40 people on the sidewalks, you know, scurrying about. those are people like this.
Correct. They're
$100 a day, and they just put them there to...
Correct. Again, don't box me into saying $100 a day.
Yeah,
but yes, but they do, all the extras do get paid.
Yeah, some of the people would probably love to do it just for being in the show.
Correct.
To turn around and, you know, at the end when the movie's showing.
It's a fun thing to do. It really is. It's a long day. But again, you know, production companies rarely just take people from off the street and say, would you like to be in our show? You would have to be considered and cast as
an
extra.
Right, okay.
Yes.
You know, they're going to look you over and make sure, you know, it works into
the
scene that they're doing.
Correct.
While we're talking about that, I'm going to skip around a bit.
Please.
But, and we'll talk about it. We have a break, but then we'll talk further. The film festival.
Yes.
Which is, you know, we're talking film, so it's, you know.
Gold Coast International Film Festival 2015. I believe it is going to be in November. Forgive me, I don't have the exact
dates. No, that's fine. We have plenty of time, but I know offhand, you're involved with that.
But yes, the BTDC, Business and Tourism Development Corporation, is involved with the Gold Coast International Film Festival. And I believe we're going into our fifth year. And it brings in a tremendous amount of people from all over the area. And so far it's been a wonderful coup for the town of North Hempstead. And Supervisor Bosworth has been a huge supporter and proponent of this. It's been great.
Yeah, because last year I was a little bit involved. No, I mean, I went last year. I wasn't involved by doing anything.
Did you see any movies?
I saw one.
Oh, that's great.
And I wasn't an extra in anything. But I know, I mean, it gets tremendous publicity. And that's another thing. When you have a draw like that in the town, it brings people from out of town in. You know, people are coming to the shows, they're going to the rest, they're making a night out of it.
Correct.
Which is the main thing we're trying to do in the town.
It's wonderful. And, you know, we get a lot of celebrities that also that come and attend. And every year they have an award ceremony for an honoree, somebody who is well known. I don't know who it is this year, but if I did, I don't think I'd be allowed to say anyway. But it's been fantastic, and I'm really very much looking forward to it this coming year.
Yeah, who was it last year? Remember? I can see his face. It was a guy.
No.
It
was a woman. Oh my goodness, she won an Oscar for costume and set design. Oh my God, now I'm going to have to take out my phone and look it up.
Okay, no, that's fine.
She was Baz Luhrmann's wife.
Baz
Luhrmann, it was his wife. And I hate to say that because I hate being called John Cannon's
wife.
So shame on me.
Okay. I'm thinking of a fella who was in Nebraska. Wasn't he in?
Oh, wait, and I had someone who just handed me. It was Catherine Martin.
Oh, of
Catherine
course.
Catherine Martin.
Oh, I got that. I remember. There was a fellow I was thinking of.
She's lovely, lovely woman. I had an opportunity to speak with her, and I was blown away by how talented she is.
Now, what did she get the Oscar for?
It was the award for the Gold Coast International. Oh, the Oscar?
Yeah.
I believe it was for set design. I know that she had to do with the costumes and set design of The Great Gatsby. But I'm not really. But she did bring her Oscar with her,
really,
so that people could see it. And I was one of the lucky few that got to hold it and touch it and smell it and nuzzle it and try to walk away with it. But she had security with her. But it was great.
I think we're having a little hint here that Kim enjoys acting somewhat.
No,
and she's been
I
in
just
some
wish
tremendous
I could.
Performances. But now she wants an Oscar.
Yes.
What we're gonna do is we're going to catch up here. We're going to go take a break. We've been talking with Kim Kamen, who's co-hosting and guest starring at the same time. So this is a wonderful woman over here.
Wow, I sound great.
You're listening to 88.1 FM WCWP. We'll be right back.